The following podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Nothing you hear is meant to expose, reveal, or discredit anyone because none of it is that serious. In fact, none of it is real. Any opinions, statements, or topics are purely for comedic and fictional purposes. We also encourage you to try this at home. But just know, we are trained professionals who absolutely don't give a f***. Enjoy the show. That was the issue with Shador. He wore his hat backwards and stuff like that.
So are you talking about? I'm trying to change your franchise.
I guess that's not really gonna.
I got tired of the change your franchise. Like, what's up?
Well, guess what? Them coaches and GMs had that time.
You know what?
But they had a lot of.
Yep.
Now you see Lou Young when you're talking about Jimmy. Like, I'm ready.
Oh yeah.
You want me to let you know when it's 50 minutes or 55 minutes?
55.
Exactly 55. Okay, I got you. All right, guys.
Yeah. Rolling. We are rolling. We are here. What's going on? Oh yeah, we're ready. Yeah, ever ready. Shit, I'm right now. hey, Lit Talk Podcast family, what's going on, man? It is episode 5. Episode 5.
Let's go.
We are here. You dig what I'm saying? I'm with the crew. I'm with Sam in the building.
Yo.
I'm with Danny G in the building. Yo, one and only Meech is the host. We is here right now.
Pulling the back.
Hold up. You forgot.
He's always in the building.
Lit Podcast and 5.
This nigga fucked me up, man. God damn.
Lit Podcast and 5.
I won't forget about the BTS.
Yeah,
man.
We can't forget about the BTS. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
always
BTS.
On time. Always on time.
Hey, listen, BTS, CVS. TBC.
No.
Don't
say that no more.
No, football. That's over with.
Yeah, you see, now that the Lit episode is out. Damn, bro. By now, we probably going to be in round 2. By the time this episode out, it's going to be round 2. Lakers ain't Cancun by now.
Lakers been in Cancun, though. Yeah, it's straight. Lakers been in Cancun, killer.
It's straight.
They say LeBron a sprained MCL?
MCL.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to be able to play if they extended the series anyway, so...
That's tough.
He was gonna play. He was gonna try to be like Kobe.
Nah, ain't no cap. Ain't no cap in that rap.
Nah,
the goat ain't gonna lie.
Listen, man, all that flopping shit Bron was doing. Bron is
Let me start singing that LeBron song. Bro.
Chill out, bro. Okay. Don't about flopping, killer. Hold on,
let me start singing that song.
Did y'all see the shit? Oh, we don't flop in the NBA.
What you mean?
That nigga flopped every time. So. Any injury he had was bullshit.
Okay, understand this, though. When it came down to the whole flopping thing, because of the rules and shit like that, it's certain things niggas wasn't calling. These refs wasn't calling certain things. So niggas, sometimes you got to sell.
Exactly.
You have to sell your call. You got to sell what you got to do for the ref to call it.
Exactly.
That crazy. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, the whole flopping thing was like a 2-year thing until the NBA was like, all right, if you flop, you get fined.
Yeah, because LeBron was here.
The number one flop was James Harden.
Manu Ginobili was the originator.
A flopping.
Manu Ginobili. Mm. The number one flopper. James Harden came after him.
Okay, James Harden came after
him. Yeah, James Harden definitely came after him.
Hey,
yeah.
James Harden, after his NBA career, I swear to God, he could be a real actor.
Who? James Harden?
Yeah. He could sell any flop.
Nah, he good, though.
He good at what he do.
But he definitely
that boy better than snappers, ain't he? Selling flops, huh?
Yeah, he
definitely know the rules, though, for sure. I ain't gonna lie.
Shit, he flopped on Trina, but we ain't gonna say nothing else about that.
Oh my gosh. He said Trina?
Yeah. You know that boy had Trina?
I ain't even had Trina.
Yeah, him and Trina was for a little minute.
Before or after French Montana had her?
Don't make me lie, shit. But James Harden had her, though. They was together.
We did not know that at all.
Yeah. What?
Google that shit. James Harden had Trina.
You know what? Speaking about, like, artists from the city, from Miami. Real quick, though. So, I got to put this out there. We do got a picnic coming up.
You wearing the colors, too.
Right.
I got the pioneer green on.
You dig what I'm saying? Picnic will be in a few days, actually, from the time we record this. It's so funny. I want to talk about this. How the city was in the uproar
when
you know who I is.
Yo, the city was in uproar when we had put out that Briscoe was going to perform at the North Miami alumni picnic. And bro, when I said the street spoke, everybody on social media spoke, and like we was that. Like, we don't want this guy. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, everybody was, of course, harping on the whole snitch allegation things. That's well, all. Is it really an allegation? Because he did.
I mean, he was on the stand. It's not an allegation.
I was gonna say that
yeah.
is a fact.
Yeah, that is a fact. He did point. So. You know what I'm saying? He did point to them boys.
You did it.
He did it. But apparently, them boys actually was like. Little Haiti niggas, actually.
Yeah, man. That boy snitched on them boys. Hey.
Yeah.
Years later, niggas don't appreciate that still. Yeah,
don't appreciate that. But also,
so you're not going to be in a North Miami stage doing that bullshit.
That is true.
But you could do that on the NMB stage? Think they go hire him?
I don't know. NMB by the waters, you know what I'm saying?
But that shit a little shaky out there.
It is a little shaky, but you know, NMB got the Jewish people, though, so they good. They should be straight.
They forgive everybody.
But I think, but also too, though, not only that, with the whole snitch allegation, the whole snitching thing that you had, I think Briscoe just bad for business, period.
Mm. Yeah, because beyond that, when he be in studio, when that one time he was in studio, wilding out.
Yeah. You know, so, yeah.
Was in 183 wilding out?
Wilding out.
Why?
Nobody never knows what a man's thinking about. So in that token, it's like, why you want that type of energy around you?
Yeah,
I feel you.
Briscoe, you know what I mean?
So, Briscoe been crashing out lately.
For the past, we don't know what he crashing out about.
Yeah,
but hey, one thing about it though, y'all gotta stop acting like y'all was in juking the black shades though. Y'all gotta say the truth.
Nah, I mean listen, we was though.
Niggas was.
We what?
Black shades lies on my
age. You can't see my eyes.
That's it. Life away the black shades. You feel
but
me?
But he should have worn the same black shades when he pointed that nigga out in the stand. Oh, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that was terrible.
You should have had them black shades on.
Yeah, niggas felt like he should have kept it like a street nigga and just handle it.
But a lot of people, and we could say we could keep it street, we could keep it whatever you wanted to. A lot of people not living like that.
A lot of
but that's the thing. Like that. He was portraying that. That's the problem. Now, if you're not living like that and you do what he did, it's not an issue. It's when you're portraying to live a certain life and then you understand and point niggas out. That's when
you know what? Let me pose this question though. When it comes down to the cliche saying of fake it till you make it, y'all boys still believe in that?
Hell yeah. Then when I make it, then I'm gonna fake it.
Because but that's the thing. I think that's the friction when it comes down to that.
But that's only in rap.
Oh, so it's only a rap though.
Yeah, that's that rap shit.
That's that rap
know,
shit.
We put on a facade that, you know, it is what it is, but in the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could try to fake it.
But niggas really know.
Yeah. And
that's what it is.
But and that's the thing too. Like a lot of folks they fake it and they do make it. But when they make it and that fake be like, oh shit, this fake shit. Like I got here with the fake shit,
and that's just like keep
doing the fake shit.
But that's just like when Ocho was like, oh yeah, all this jewelry, we know Ocho got it, but shit, now he got the fake jewelry. That's what he said.
I think he's saying that shit.
But we don't know because at the end of the day, it is what it is. So nigga ain't finna go say Ocho. Let me put the tester on your shit.
Yeah,
right.
You can't tell Briscoe, hey, let me put the test. That shit fake because that boy. He portraying his life that he living like that, but he did it.
But how you feel about Briscoe the replacement though?
Of what?
Because now they done wipe, you feel me, Briscoe out. Man, yeah, say, so you know, now, we gonna bring in Billy Blue.
So now we got Billy Blue, hometown. You know what I'm saying? he's from North Miami, of course.
I fought Billy Blue
too though. You dig what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie, I gotta tap in with his new joints. You think I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. One of my dogs engineering his shit. That shit tough.
Shout out to Dawg.
Shout out to Dawg. Dawg engineering his shit.
Yes sir.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
That boy called me today to ask me some shit. I'm like, boy, that's your shit on Billy Blue shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that shit mean.
Shout out to the homie.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie.
But niggas fuck with Billy Blue. That's so funny though. Back in the day. That nigga Billy Blue used to come on a block, about two blocks away from my old girl crib, and shit like that. And I used to get phone calls and be like, "Yo, hey, that boy Billy on the block." You know what I'm saying? So, Definitely, when they come around, though, it'll be a pleasure to be here.
Hey, I bet y'all want to be blue. I fuck with it, but hey, don't act bougie now. Once that nigga on the stage, y'all better be right there in front of the stage.
Nah, real shit though.
You feel me?
Real shit though.
Y'all better be right there, packed out. Real like shit. How they did Ply shit. You feel me?
I think a Ply shut down Kansas.
Yeah, when they Ply shut down Kansas.
He shut down Kansas.
The reason why Ply shut down shit because he come through with that lingo, that pussy, that that Northern Florida shit. That shit be pussy. That shit hit different.
You know what? Hey, they say Ply's from Tampa. He really from Tampa.
Man, I'm not indulging in that. Ply's wherever you from, fuck. I fuck with it. Cause that pussy. That pussy got a different type of power.
They say Ply's from Tampa.
Man, wherever the fuck Ply's, wherever you from, big homie. I fuck with you. I ain't even finna get in that.
Hey, listen, though, but you ain't lying about that pussy, though,
that,
boy.
That shit apply. Yeah. That lingo hit different when you come meet a nigga from a different. That lingo, pussy got some power.
Yeah.
So that shit just hit different. That pussy. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. When he made that song, pussy got some power.
Man, that been hit. That been hit.
Man, that shit on repeat.
Man, that shit different on me. You ain't lying about that, though, man.
Shit on repeat.
You know what? But speaking about that shit, though, like, when it come down to. Like, I want to tap into this shit. When it come down to the strip club thing, right? Nowadays, I think the strip club is not the same, though. I don't think that pussy really got that power.
That pussy losing power?
You know what I'm saying? I think that pussy
losing power.
See, for y'all and me, I don't really fuck with the strip club scene in a sense of fucking with, like, that dance shit and strippers.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a drink, baby. I'm good. I got an old lady at home. I'm gonna give you a drink to get the fuck away from me.
Are you doing that?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. One of the homies gave me money to throw at a chick.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's celebrating life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Take your money back. I just gave her a drink.
So you don't support the naked hustle?
And that's just me personally.
You don't?
Nah.
Come on, dog. You got to, man.
What me and you. Excuse me. What me and you think is right? What you think is right? I'm thinking is wrong.
So you feel like a stripper? You don't condone it? Like you feel like it's wrong?
As a black sister.
Oh my god!
And it's just me. I'm not condoning that type of. Condoning that activity. I'm gonna keep it 1K with you. Anybody can tell you, if you go to the strip club with me, I ain't throwing no money. I'm gonna give you a drink, baby. I know you got to pay for it. Don't worry about paying for it. I got you today.
You good.
So you ain't got to throw the money. Let's say you ain't throw the money. Are you going to give her the money? Like,
baby, here go a drink. I know you got to pay for your first drink, your second drink. What? Here you go.
You ain't give her no money.
Nah, I'm good.
Are you hard, bro?
I'm good.
God damn, bro.
My thing is this. We already fucked up in society as is.
So give her $40 for the conversation.
Why? Man, conversations are free. The fuck? Conversations are free. That's one thing you'll never have to worry about paying for is a conversation. If you're not a whole conversation, shit, she might stay and talk to you, but maybe go out and get you a free drink and go enjoy yourself.
Just for a time. Fuck
you. Shit, you should give me 40 for my time.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that.
This shit costs.
I'm trying to eat these pasta right now real quick.
Fuck that motherfucking buffalo chicken wrap.
Yes, sir.
You want to come around for a motherfucking...
Buffalo chicken wrap at Tussie's. Stop playing crazy.
Since the lemon pepper wings fell off, Nesbeck's thing is buffalo
wings,
chicken
the
rub.
Wings that fell off from Tussie's is terrible, homie. I ain't gonna lie, though. But you know what? Me personally, strip clubs, they ain't the same. I mean, back in the day, bro, you know, we used to have some fun.
Yeah.
When it came down to the strip club. Shout out to G5 back in the day.
$2 Tuesday, fuck that. I used to kill $2.
$2 Tuesday.
I ain't gonna lie, I used to like the Lex, man. I ain't gonna hold you. Happy hour, boy.
Well, see, y'all
you
young.
Gonna catch you a bad one.
Coco's was where it was.
Coco's.
Y'all was coming to Coco's back then?
Man, I've been to Coco's one time, man.
I haven't been to Coco's, though.
It was past his prime when I went there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't been to Coco's, though.
That's
but you can tell a nigga been there since the 90s.
Hey, I was young as fuck getting the Coco. What's he talking about?
Who was in middle school, Coco was popping like
hold
that,
up,
bro?
My mother exactly. Didn't even know I knew what Coco up north was. Man, I'm hanging out.
Yo.
I've been to every strip club early. I just realized it wasn't for me, though. But I'm in every club before I was supposed to be in the club.
Listen, I remember the first time I went to the strip club. Shout out to my nigga, Christoph. Chris, well, you know, hopefully you watch this, my nigga. He brought me to the office, my nigga, the first time. had, I think I had some cargo jeans or some shit like that, my nigga. He brought me to the office the first time. I just ain't know what to do, bro.
It was a deer caught in the headlight, boy.
I didn't know what to do, bro. I was so like, I was shy. I ain't gonna hold you. I was like, yo, what the fuck to do? But now, I mean, I'm not a veteran, but call me, you know, you can call me a vet, but nah.
Niggas veterans at this point.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? But
when you get to a point where you sitting down, holding conversation with strippers.
It's over with. It's over. When you
don't even get dances, you have a conversation.
Yeah, when you just sit down and like you're just having a full-blown conversation about like some real-life shit at a strip club with a stripper. Yeah, that's when you know, like, it's time to give it up.
Go home, Roger.
Yeah, it's time to give it up, dog. You know, but you know what? I'm going to share this experience with y'all boys when they come down to the strip club, man. I'm going to shout out the strip club, too, though. Shout out to Cheetahs one time, dude.
Cheetahs.
Yeah, for sure.
Not Cheetahs, Cheetahs.
I said Cheetahs.
Yeah, Cheetahs, dog, man.
Cheetahs ain't the place to be at, though.
It's not, because I had a bad experience over there, though. And it's so funny, though, man. I was with my dog, it's another Chris, man. Chris, crazy boy Chris, what it is, what it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, it was me and him, one of the Cheetahs. And
that's a freaky ass boy you was with, too, bud.
Hey, listen, right? Hey,
shit. Hey, if he freaky shit, ain't worth nothing worse than the Cheetahs. That's a freaky ass motherfucking strip club.
It's a hella freaky, man. Listen, nigga, we went to Cheetahs, man, and we were hanging out, calling it a day. And with Cheetahs, you know, Cheetahs, they hold a lot of Spanish females, a lot of Colombians.
The mommies.
You know, stuff like that. And that day, I was on some Dr. Umar shit. I said, man, I need me a black chick. You dig what I'm saying?
But you found one in Cheetahs?
But that's the thing, though. We looking. We couldn't find one. That nigga Chris tapped my kneecap. He said, yo, I see one. He called the girl over, dark-skinned shorty. I said, damn, I got me a sister. Right? So I told the girl, man, come sit on my lap, right? She said, on my lap. So when she started talking, I said, damn, heavy Spanish accent. You feel what I'm saying? I said, mommy, damn, like, you know, where you from? She said, oh, I'm Colombian.
That's cool.
I said, oh, okay. But, you know, that's a lot of Colombians, though. Even DRs, you know what I'm saying, where they're dark-skinned.
Dark-skinned, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Cubans too, mm-hmm. Right? They're dark-skinned, but they're really Spanish and stuff like that. I'm sorry, okay, cool, whatever. So I'm like, all right, we talking or whatever, blase, blase, drinks coming in, it is what it is. She came in my ear, and she said, hey, Papi, I have to go dance on stage. I said, mommy, go ahead, do your thing.
Fucked them up when she said Papi.
Right? I said, listen, do your thing. So she went on stage, and she danced. She, you know what I'm saying, hop on the pole, you know, X, Y, and Z. She did her part. Next, you know, she came back to me, and she sat on my lap. Mind you, me and Chris, we hanging out, we chilling.
Having
a good time. Drinks coming in again. You feel what I'm saying? Mom, you want a shot? Yeah, of course. Let me get a shot. Yeah, for sure. Let me get that Patron.
Let's go.
Right? So, boom. So the girl on my lap still, though. So, we just chilling, whatever. Every time, like, she would get up and twerk in front of me. You feel what I'm saying? Just twerk a little bit. Show a little motion with the ass cheeks and shit uh-huh. like that. I said, okay, man, I love it. So, it was a moment where, like, I'm talking to Chris. And mine was the girl on my lap. So I'm talking to Chris or whatever, and she tapped my shoulder, bro. And she's like, hey, Papi, I got to tell you something.
So that's already a red flag.
Right? So I said,
what you got to tell me at this point?
I said, what's up? Like, what's good? Like, mind you, I'm in the vibe, though.
Yeah,
and
you're talking about time.
Cheetahs
now.
Right? We're talking about Cheetahs.
Okay.
I'm like, what's up, mommy? She said, hey, mind you, you got to imagine the noise of music is like bumping.
Of course.
He right? fucked up at this point.
So I'm like, she said, hey, I'm sorry, but my period is on. So I didn't catch the period part. So I said, what you said again? I didn't hear you.
So I kind of grabbed
her head and got, like bring her close to my ear. Like, what you said again? She said, my period is on. I'm sorry. So in the midst of her saying I'm sorry, she lifting up from my thigh, from my leg.
Wow.
And I see a patch of blood
on
my shorts, right? And
at that moment, you should have told her, bitch, don't be sorry, be safe.
Well, listen, you know what crazy part about it?
Bitch, be safe,
so
not sorry.
When I seen it, and I'm staring at my shorts, Mine, I had a nice, like a nice piece, like a matching set on.
You didn't have all white on.
No, it wasn't white, but it was like more so like a green. Sheesh. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Shout out to Fashion Nova one time. So I'm looking up, I'm looking. I was so embarrassed. She said, and then she started walking away like, Poppy, I'm sorry. And I totally ignored her. And I'm like, yo, what? I was so embarrassed. I took my shorts and rolled it up.
This should have
put some napkins in right? That
bro,
shit.
Bro, I rolled it up. And then, mind you, Chris don't know, he don't know what's going on the whole time. Because literally, it was a table, a big ass table right between us. So he don't know what's going on. So I'm like, damn. So I said, yo, hey, Chris, you won't believe what happened. He said, what happened? So I got up and I showed him the blood.
The period.
So mind you, it's about like three tables in front of us, full of guys in front of us. Yo, Chris hit us. He said, oh, homie, everybody looked behind us like, what happened? Like, what's going on? So I rolled my shit back up.
What
the? I said, yo, I was so embarrassed, bro. That's when the chick, she went to go change. She came back.
What the fuck she came back for?
Listen, she came back. And then she was like, Poppy, I'm so sorry. You know what I'm saying? But she came back. She thinking I was going to pay her because she was in my lap.
She thought you was going to pay her.
You know what I mean?
Pay her for what?
Period.
For a bloodbath? Listen. What the fuck?
Hey, I said, mommy, here's I gave her.
You paid her still?
I threw $10 on the table.
Oh, you tough.
And I walked out.
I said, mommy, napkin, Bobby.
Mommy, no money. But so cleaners.
It's so funny, I hit up my dog, love, you know, Richie.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a strip club savant. He was like, yo, if that was me, I would have called the manager, would have got free bottles, X, Y, and Z.
Fucking Karen.
Damn, you know what I'm saying? Now I got to think. Nah, hey, come on, now I'm paying for strippers. Fuck it.
And that's the thing, I ain't think about that. And I was like, damn, this nigga Richie got a point. Homie, y'all
they
need,
do shit
y'all
like
need,
that?
Y'all need to accommodate us.
But so when it's too late now, player.
But this is my thing, though. The bras and cheetahs never want to miss out on money. So you coming to work with your period on?
With your period on.
Knowing you motherfuckers already freaky, yeah. When you walk in the door, they want to grab your dick and shit.
Yo, let me tell you. I know every female should know when their period should be coming on, dog. Even when you're a day late.
Listen. Every chick got that calendar in their phone.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. Okay. My shit ain't come on. Yeah. My shit was supposed to come on. They looking at their phone.
But then again, she was Colombian, though.
Oh, so they just nasty generally.
Yo, ask Samson.
Whoops. Ask Samson. Bruh, I ain't got a
Colombian. That boy face hit him with like, okay, what's the PR stunt?
He can't think about it.
That shit came too quick.
Think about it. Yeah,
boy. I ain't never hit a Colombian, so I can't see.
But, dog, that shit was really embarrassing, though, bro. That shit happened a couple years back. And mind you, the matching set I had from Fashion Nova, I had to throw the whole thing away.
Of course.
I was pissed
bro,
off.
Bro, the fact that you rolled up that side of the pants is already crazy.
Bro, I was pissed, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Damn.
That's why from now on, ever since that time, I do not do lap dances. I don't come on me, nothing. I'm straight. Bruh.
So you like
pause.
Me then?
What you mean? Oh,
give him a drink to get away.
I mean, I give him a drink, but I'd rather give him a conversation.
So y'all ain't been to happy hour with sweatpants on, so y'all don't know.
So, what?
For real, you fucked me up with that one.
And they go to happy hour with sweatpants.
You never. Oh yeah, you don't know.
What's the logic behind that?
Niggas know, huh?
What's the logic behind that? Sweatpants and happy hour
or gym shorts.
I'm still trying to catch on.
You don't know the difference?
That's veteran talking to you right here. That's 8 years in the force of being
staff
the
sergeant.
Hey, yo. Just try it, bro.
But you know what? So real quick. So let's hop on this topic. I seen this clip when it came down to Cam Newton podcast. Mm-hmm. What it was? Shout out to Cam one time. Funky Fridays,
mm-hmm.
And he had a guy from tonight's conversation called Ace Metaphor, and he was
tough dude, right? Tough dude.
And I think one of the topics he was talking about was how heterosexual men does not like a woman. He said that heterosexual men only likes the organs of a woman, right? Ooh. In the sense of just the pussy and the, you know, the T's ass, you know, what's X, Y, Z. But he said heterosexual men doesn't like, I guess, the idea of a woman, trying to understand of how the woman feels and et cetera and shit like that. How y'all boys feel about that? That topic that he said that heterosexual men does not really don't like women.
That's tough. And he's saying that we just like the organs, which means the...
Yeah, we just like the sexual pleasing from a woman. But when it comes down to just them as a human being, as a woman...
No, I don't believe that.
I think he's speaking for himself.
Yeah, because when you meet that partner, that right fit, it's not just about sex, bro. Mm. It extends way beyond just sexual.
I agree.
He's speaking for himself. He really want to come out and tell the world that he like men. And that's just my personal take. Because I
took it as that too, though.
I just don't want to tell the world that you like men. But at the end of the day, what's wrong with a man taking care of themselves? You want to call it heterosexual in a sense. Man, we just take care of ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
But you want to say heterosexual because that's what you want to bring out to the world.
Right.
But you don't know how to bring it out.
So how you feel about certain guys that they struggle with showing their emotions to females, but they show all their emotions to men?
They're gay.
I'm not going to use it as that term.
Nah, that nigga that be like, oh, I'd rather be with my homeboys than...
Right.
Well, man, that's some gay shit, bro. That's some gay
bros
shit.
Before hoes is the term.
Nah, but that's the term. Before hoes goes into like morals, as far as like we ain't gonna snitch on our bro type shit,
right?
For a female.
Nah, that's the term.
Nah,
bros before hoes.
In reality, niggas is not moving bros before hoes. Let's be real.
But I'm saying though, like, so I'm saying in the context of bros before hoes, are you taking that context in a sense of like, how can I say? Like if your girl do something to you, whatever, or shit, how you just put it, like moral wise, right? Moral wise, you gonna keep with the bros.
Yeah.
You think what I'm saying?
But if you down to your last hundred, and your bro said let me get it versus your girl saying let me get it, who you giving it to your girl ASAP? You ain't even gonna look. Yeah, bitch, take.
Who you finna give it to?
I'm gonna give it to my girl.
Exactly. Girl. So ain't no bros before hoes.
So I think the bros before hoes, it plays a different context to what it is.
Matter of fact, there's a nigga right now, he know his homeboy need a dub, but guess what? He ain't got shit for that nigga.
He ain't got nothing.
But that female that he fucking need 200.
You finna give that 200.
You don't give that 200. It's no problem.
Oh, rip.
You got a point. I give you that.
That boy's stuck. I got him. I finally got him.
I give you that because at the end of the day, homie.
Yeah. You stuck. You stuck.
I got to give it to him.
Exactly.
I need you to understand this.
Exactly.
Yeah. It ain't nothing personal because if I had extra, I'd give it to you. But she come first.
No, for sure. For sure. Yeah. For sure. No, but definitely though. But I think what it is though, Like you said, like the ace metaphor nigga, I think he probably trying to come out. He trying to come out of that closet.
Yeah, and he don't know how to.
You know what I'm saying? But
I ain't gonna lie, Wayne. He told that shit to Cam. Cam should have scratched his head.
What you mean?
It probably went over Cam's head though.
Like, hey, what you trying to tell me?
Yeah,
because Cam, nigga that smokes cigars know when it comes down to it, motherfuckers got truths.
As
you hitting that stick,
yeah,
you should look in, because Cam be like this.
I think
you really want to tell me?
But yeah. I think Cam was looking at like, what you trying to say? But you know what? But I think when it come down to that saying, like heterosexual men doesn't like women, right? I think it's everything really is based off the emotional side of things, right? Because a lot of niggas just don't want to tap in emotionally with their girl. A lot of guys just want that physical, that you know what I'm saying? Just want that
physical touch.
Yeah, physical touch or that physical whatever just, it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, when it comes out of emotions, they feel like I can't really tap into this woman. Because of course we know when it comes out of females, it's a lot of things going on when it comes out of females. So it's like, do you want to really tap in emotionally and hopefully you don't get judged emotionally? Or do you want to tap into the physical aspect of things and you're okay with that? You think what I'm saying? Because I know for sure a lot of females, they do want the guys to be
emotional,
but there's some guys that went through some trauma, went through a lot of things in their life, and they feel like, if I do open up to you, you finna judge me. You might throw that shit, you know.
So I'm going to say this to say, if you can't come out emotionally in front of your girl and come out emotionally in front of your dudes, is a problem.
You said if you can't come out emotionally in front of your girl and your guys,
come out in front of your women, uh-huh. If you can't show emotion and come out emotionally from your trauma and shit in front of your girl, and you can come out for your dude, your boys, is a problem. Like, how you want to express yourself? Because at the end of the day, I'm going to say, boy, that nigga Meech was crying like a bitch. Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about you.
Yeah.
But I can't do this in front of my girl. I'd rather do it with my girl, because I know it's no judgment zone when I get home.
Yeah.
She understand where I'm coming from. But when I get around my guys and I want to cry in front of them, yeah, something wrong with you.
So I think both ends is gonna be judgmental.
I was just about to say that both ends you're gonna get that judgment.
Your girl ain't gonna judge you.
Yeah, she is. That's why I was just about to say the things you could be vulnerable with your girl, you can't be vulnerable with your dudes. And the shit you can be vulnerable with your dudes, you can't be vulnerable with your girl. Cause let's say you lost your favorite side hoe and you really fucked up about that. Would you go vent to your girl about that?
I'm not gonna feel emotional about no side hoe.
Come on, bro.
I'm gonna be real with you. This is what I'm trying to say.
Not emotional to the
Let's
point
talk
where.
About, compare that to some other shit. Because I'm not going to be emotional about no side bitch.
Okay. It's just any other topic that, because there's certain topics that we could talk to the guys and okay to talk to guys and we not talking to our girls about it. You feel me? It goes the same way when being vulnerable. There's certain shit, you just can't have that conversation with your girls, bro. With your girl about certain shit, they gonna look at you like, nigga, what you doing? So guys could relate. A guy could understand where you coming from. Like, okay, I understand what you saying here. You feel me?
Granted. But, in all honesty, I'm gonna have a... If that's your girl, she should... Y'all shouldn't... It shouldn't be a judgment zone.
We're human. We gonna judge. Let your girl start crying about her ex that died.
Bitch, I wish you would.
Look, exactly. That's my point. You gonna judge. You gonna be like, bitch, what you crying about?
Yeah, I mean,
but
guess what?
She could do that with her homegirls. Homegirls may understand where she coming from. Like, bitch, I knew you loved that nigga, but he gone, whatever. And they might understand. But you as her nigga, you gonna look at her like, bitch, what you crying about for? Like, okay, he's gone.
We ain't even gonna have that conversation.
Look, see? That's my point.
About your ex? My shit? Let me help you pack your shit and get out.
God damn, boy.
Yeah. We ain't having that conversation.
Oh, you hardcore?
I'm kicking that bitch out.
I'm gonna help you pack your shit and we gonna get what we having.
Wait, hold on. Your female can't cry about her ex.
What are we having a conversation? Baby, you moved on to better things.
No, I hear you though.
So tell me. So all you men in here could tell me right now that you gonna let your old lady talk about her ex,
bruh. Okay, hell fuck no.
Oh, he treated me better than you and whoop de whoop de.
Oh, hell nah. That's dead.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
Nah, but it could be none of that. It could not be, you could have been better than him.
What are we talking about?
But she was still emotionally attached and he passed and now she feels sad about it.
What motherfucker he did? Let him go. what are we going back to him for? He dead.
No, he is dead though.
Hey, right on.
But you know what? I feel like a lot of people like they glorify the dead, so that's the opportunity to like show more love than the so called love.
Well, baby, hold up. Well, baby, let me dig a hole next to him for you.
Ah.
Don't glorify some shit. You can't glorify that shit.
Hey, for my dogs, if y'all live more past me, and y'all see one of them hoes overcrying at my shit, check them. All of them. Check them. I don't give a fuck. All the hoes is overly crying like we was locked in. Check them. Be like, yo, you was just one of them. You was just one of them. Because that's what happens.
You just a side.
Bro, when you pass, it's going to be, people going to be overly, you feel me? Hey, y'all boys know though. Y'all boys know.
For sure, for sure. They definitely, a lot of people open up more when you pass away.
Yeah.
Yo, you be a gang of hoes. I love the beach.
Yeah. Stop lying. Stop playing crazy.
I love meats because she's spending two bands on that YSL purse.
Oh my gosh.
He did it for me.
We ain't doing that no more though. You know what I'm saying? That shit. But that's crazy though. But so for sure, we gonna definitely hop on to the next topic. Get a little bit serious with us. Of course, you know, we are fathers here.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Joseph. He's going to be soon to be one.
That's, we just dropping the breaking news right now.
No,
breaking news. We're dropping it on.
I'm about to say,
we dropping some new shit.
No breaking news, though. I'm just throwing that bitch in the air.
All right.
Catch it though.
Okay.
Damn. You know what I'm saying?
But
Josie, so you know when you when she become plugged, you know who put it on you.
Shit.
Exactly, right? So but right here though, when I'm actually boys, a question real quick. So when they come down to how does being a parent, but I mean for us, of course, fathers. How does being a father heal your inner child? And what does it mean for you to be there for your child as we speak? You think what I'm saying? So the first half of the question is, how does being a father heal you? Heal your inner child?
Man, personally, I would say just being able to experience like my child from the beginning till now.
Yeah.
That alone, which I didn't have with my father, is already just like, that gives me joy. Just to be able to see the process, just to be able to, okay, feel like she gonna always, like she feels that father presence, you feel me? Since birth.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about since birth, she feels that father presence. Till now, she knows she got a dad. She could, you know, call for a dad. Like, she knows she has a dad here.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? That alone, I didn't have that. You feel me?
Yeah.
My mom, she was with my stepfather when I was two.
Mm.
So I didn't really experience my biological father, you know, that right there. So that right there just gives me a joy in itself. You feel me?
Yeah.
And shit, being there for her means everything. I ain't gonna lie. That's everything. Being there.
I don't know, 100% though. I think do you feel like not having your father there in the early stage of your life gives you a lot of motivation to raise your child?
Facts. Mm. Yeah. Facts. Mm. Gives me all the motivation to do, just to be real, it's not even to do, just that presence.
The presence, for sure.
Just the presence alone is already different.
Because when you're younger, that's all you were looking for.
Exactly. You didn't have, it's not, I can't even say I was looking for it.
Okay.
Because sometimes when you don't have something, you don't know what you don't have. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So I'm not going to say I was looking for it.
Yeah.
But as an adult, you could see like, okay, this is just shit that I didn't experience and I noticed it. Like, all right, yeah. I don't know how it feels to, you know, as a chick calling my dad. Even to now, I don't call my dad. I call him by his first name. You feel me? So,
and see, that's the shit I ain't trying to go through. Like, that's why at this point, real shit, is like, I'm trying to be that at all times because I ain't had my father when I was a jit. So at that point, I don't want my daughter or my son saying, hey, Danny, nah, I ain't living like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't call me Danny.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be that every important bullshit, whatever it is, I'm gonna be there because at the end of the day, you ain't finna say, hey Danny, you coming to my graduation?
Facts.
Who the fuck Danny is?
Right.
So therefore it's at a pinnacle point where you have to, whatever we didn't see, and I'm gonna speak for me. I'm gonna be there, I'm gonna try to be there to the best, to every bone in my body stop working, I'm gonna try to be there at the end of the day. Because what I've been through and what I wanted as a kid, I couldn't have. And I was speaking about that shit earlier. Like, at the end of the day, I base shit upon the shit I didn't get or what I didn't have.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try to be the best father I can be. Nah, I ain't gonna be a father. I'm gonna be a daddy. I'm gonna be the best daddy I can be for my kids.
Yeah.
Because if it's my kids, my stepkids, it's gonna be the same shit. Because what I didn't have growing up, I want them to have all of. And it's, you can say it's a traumatic point in my life, because like I said, I just got my first two pair of Jordans as an adult.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I see Meech with Jordans, shit, I'm getting jealous. Cause I know shit, damn, he rocking some shoes that I wanted.
Yeah. I saw, hey, listen, don't get me wrong. I started off late too now.
So therefore, I'm going to make sure I'm going to be that daddy to where my kids don't want shit. If you bring me good grades, you acting right, I got you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stand by you 100%. That goes for my biological kids, my stepkids. As long as you bringing in good shit, you bringing great grades back, yeah, everything in that.
That's my philosophy too right there.
So I'm down to do whatever it takes to make sure they don't want for nothing because of what I've been through. Yes. Like, I've been raised by my mom, and shit, she made sure we was good. Like, we wasn't getting picked on.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, therefore, I don't even want my kid to be talked about.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Even, like, father aside, just talking about, like, the OG, you feel me? Like, shit, my OG did the best she can, you feel me? Because at the end of the day, she's a female raising a man, you feel me? Raising a boy. So she going to do the best that she can. But even in her philosophy of raising, you feel me? There's things she do, I'm like, okay, I'ma pick this up that she do right. Her nourishment, how she love on you, I love that. That piece of it, I'ma keep it. But yeah, there's other parts that, cause you know, at the end of the day, she's a female raising a boy.
Right.
There's things she wasn't doing correct, you feel me?
And that I she gotta can't pick, do.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So you have to look up, and it's
and we gonna experience this too, cause we raising females. Cause so there's certain parts, areas, we got to step back and let the mom, you feel me?
But when you say step back, but you have to have that relationship with the mom.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed. Say, guaranteed.
Because, and I only can speak for our culture where it's only always one single parent in the crib.
Yeah.
In this time of life,
but we changing it's that not. Though. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, we is.
Hopefully, yeah, it doesn't become a statistic aspect to where it's not a double two parents in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to change having two parents in the home.
Facts.
Because now, hey, babe, why she doing this?
Right.
That's supposed to be your part, because I can't teach her that. I could teach her how a man's supposed to treat her, but at the end of the day, give her womanly advice.
Facts.
Like,
facts.
We ain't going out like no sucker.
Yeah.
You feel me? So that aspect of my life.
But that's what I was going to ask you, because you said two-parent home. I was gonna ask, because some people grew up in two parent homes, but they grew up with two parents that didn't love each other.
Mm.
So, is it two parent homes, or does it have to be just like two parents that actually love each other, that can show examples of love? Because I don't feel like just two parent homes ain't just the answer.
So, and I was talking to Meech earlier about this shit, about when a child, infant, whatever you want to call it, kids feel energy. And they know when that energy is off.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I want to keep that energy. Listen, the love, the caring, the emotional aspect of that two family, you're not going to live with a person to say, oh, we just having a two-parent home household. Mm-hmm. If that shit ain't right, it's just not right. So therefore, either we love each other and we're going to be in this for the long run, we're going to work this shit out, or we walk away and separate. I don't believe in that co-parenting shit, because at the end of the day, co-parenting holds a different value from a two-parent household. Let's be real.
It does.
We can say we're going to co-parent, but that child won't feel that same love as a co-parent.
That's not true. If
both when I say parents, that love, I mean in the sense of, okay, we living together, they could get that, they reciprocate that energy. And they know what it feel like to be loved, to be naturally that bondage between people.
I think the difference in that two situation is in one situation when they're under the same roof, all three is under the same roof, the child gets to see examples of love, how a woman should be treated, how a woman should treat a man, those extensive things. But as far as like the parent themselves showing the child love, it should be, that shouldn't change whether y'all under the same roof or not. Now, seeing the examples of love and that, knowing how it should be or the energy, how you say, yeah, I agree with that. But the amount of like both parents and co-parents, if they're on the same page, co-parenting, they're on the same page, you know what they're doing, they agree with their philosophies, bro.
But that co-parenting, love co-parenting, and it's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. Co-parenting would never work with your daughter, your son, with the biological mom, to me. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, okay, we co-parent, right?
Yeah.
But I'm bringing you to another woman and she bringing you to another man at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right? You married to another woman.
Uh-huh.
She married to another man.
Uh-huh.
The love you feel won't never be the same.
Why?
Biologically, come on, your child feels a different connection biologically.
But why would the love change? That's all I don't know.
It's a different love from a stepdaddy to a stepchild.
But when you getting the love from your real daddy, you're not looking for love from your stepdaddy.
Man, at the end of the day.
I'm telling you.
But I don't know. I'm speaking very opinionated.
Yeah.
You feel me? But at the same time, the mamas be like, I'm going to say this off movie theory. Mamas be straight dogging the dads.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Like, damn near brainwash the child.
Brainwash you to let you know, hey, this your real daddy.
Yes, sir.
You going with Uncle Danny.
That, yeah.
But you know what I mean? it's a different type of feeling when you have both parents around.
No, you're right about that.
Yeah, biologically, it's a different feeling. So,
no, I agree with that.
And I look at my daughter when I play with her and shit, and I'd be like, oh, shit, this shit just got real.
Yeah.
Because she showed that connection. You know, so it is a different feeling from all that bullshit from my childhood experience to my daughter. And we got to also remember, all three of us got daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that shit going to always hit different.
Nah, you're right.
Guarantee. Definitely from a daughter to a son. Like my son, that motherfucker called me, hey, dad, do you think it's okay if I buy this? If it's okay, well, you going to buy. No, dad, you got to send me the money.
Ooh.
That ain't going to give a fuck about shit. Okay, I'm going to send it to you because he a great kid.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? So he got shit that I never got in my childhood, bro. He got
it. I feel like that's how it's supposed to be, though.
Bro, this motherfucker got TVs, two TVs hanging on the wall, two different game systems.
See?
I ain't never had that shit. He got Jordans for days.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. I ain't never had that shit. Yeah. I had Reeboks, the fabulous Reeboks where you could change the colors. On a jump to make your shit look like a different shoe.
But think about it, though. The evolution of generations, I think that's how it should be. So you see, if your kid living like that, his kid, imagine how his kid probably going to be living. Think about it. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I feel like that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to get better because our parents, shit, they was living, even though they probably lived worse, but they was living better than they parents was living. You get what I'm saying?
Because they weren't slaves. I was going to get that, boss.
I was a slave.
So, therefore, it's always a different... That's why
still in the evolution, we got to keep doing that. Keep doing that, because it just get greater later. So they say, right? It gets greater later.
It does. It does get greater.
So, I'm saying, so do y'all feel... We doing all this, you know, the household, the parents, all this. So... Cause you had said some earlier with the loving, the parents staying together. So do you feel like couples they're staying together because of what is it?
The expenses.
Yeah, like you feel like especially in Miami, damn near there's relationships that's still together because of rent, nigga.
Because of rent.
Rent got people got niggas together right now. You feel me? So do you think it's shifting more gearing that way because of life expenses? Or you feel like, you know...
Well, I'm going to say shit is expensive. Shit is expensive.
Nah, guarantee.
But at the end of the day, I don't think people are going to be together because of expenses.
So you think people being together because
genuine love? Then what's the point of me being there?
Bro, you'd be surprised. Damn. You'd be surprised. Cause how about for the kid? Look how there's people that was feeling just how you feel. The child would not feel the same love in two separate homes. So you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna stay together to make sure this shit's work.
Nah, because at the end of the day, you're gonna do shit to make the environment feel funny. Like, I'm not gonna sit there and I'd rather sleep in my truck before I make the environment feel funny. Like, real shit, because at the end of the day, bro, no matter what you say, don't give a fuck about it. A woman won't be with you just because of expenses. Women will sacrifice a lot of shit before they feel uncomfortable.
Boy. The real woman, though.
A real woman.
Oh, yeah, a real woman.
A real woman.
But if you pay...
A new generation chick? Man, fuck. I'm finna stack my bread and whoop-de-whoop-de-woo.
But if a female is there for stability and you paying the bills, you don't think she gonna stay with you just because you paying the bills?
That's why a lot of chicks... That's why the newer generation chicks are in it for the wrong reasons now. They want security and stability. And I always tell you, and I tell y'all, I told y'all this last part, I'm going to take me an old chick over a young chick any day. It's some younger women, and I say it with an emotional side of me. There's a lot of very rare to find a young woman that... stable enough to carry on. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I'm gonna take me an old head any day, because if an old head if they're not happy, they're not comfortable in certain situations, they're gonna walk out.
Facts.
A young girl? Oh shit, girl, I'm whoopie whoop. I'm gonna get all I can out of him and run it. Yes. Nah, that's when you should reevaluate life in general.
No, I agree.
Like, if she ain't bringing nothing, because at the end of the day, she gonna show you that she don't want shit else but security and stability.
But that's most of them, though.
No, motherfucker, that's most of young women.
Okay. What's young? What's
25 and under.
Nah.
How many 25 and under women
So you telling me only 25 and under is looking for stability? Think about it.
Majority.
You talking about IG models.
Oh, I ain't even think about them because they the last one. I don't even think about those type of women because I'm not.
But
I'm
they
not,
looking for stability.
They don't attract me.
Okay, but we're just talking in general. Women that's looking for stability. That we could say 35 and under, bro.
Nah. If you want to say that, I'm going to say 30 and under.
Okay, 30 and under.
I'll go with 30 and under.
30 and under.
Because it's women on their shit.
Yeah.
A lot of them, though.
Nah, there's a lot of women on their shit.
There's a lot of them on their shit, so... And the fucked up part, and I'm going to say this with no remorse, it's some young girls looking too old.
Well, they got grown bodies?
And it's 40-year-olds. It's 40-year-olds looking
too
like...
young?
They looking too young. And it's some young women looking too old. So, you know, at the end of the day, you got to pick your own poison.
Nah, you right.
I'm going to pick mine shit, and I'm going old.
You right.
Man, my age or older, I'm gonna stick with.
I'm with bringing families back, though. I don't think it should be about the expenses. I'm with bringing the families back, dog. Even though I know the cost of living in Miami is pretty high, but shit, man.
Meech gonna say it's down for whatever.
Nah.
Meech gonna say it's down for whatever.
I ain't even like that, though. Trust me.
You're not the type to stay just for the cost of living, though. You ain't gonna do that. You gonna be in there for the right reasons.
Let's not say it costs a living, okay? So you rather stay with a chick to say y'all going 50-50 on a crib.
Okay.
So you gonna stay with a chick for the 50-50? Or you rather move back to the old girl house?
Ooh, 50-50 me, please.
Let's be real. You gonna 50-50 or you going back to the mama house?
50-50 me, please, man. My OG talked too much, man.
Yeah. That old girl crib is crucial, though.
I'm telling you. Old girl crib, I'll take a couple of nagging. Fuck it.
Yeah.
So you rather get bugged out every day doing 50-50 than going back
my
to the mom's crib?
My mom gonna bug me out too, bro. Fuck it.
I can deal with moms. I ain't gotta be home.
Both is a struggle, though.
Yeah, they both a struggle.
Both a struggle. I ain't gonna lie with you. Because, I mean, I did both. I did both within the same year. The same year, I mean. You think I'm saying? At the OG crib, it ain't work out. And I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm in an apartment. I'm chilling.
So we're going to raise our daughters.
Where?
Hold up. We're going to raise our daughters uncomfortably to be 50-50 rather than go back to the mom's crib?
Well, that's the thing, though. In a sense of uncomfortably, living at your people's crib, you racking up your bread doesn't mean you're uncomfortable.
No, he's saying staying in the APT, you living uncomfortably.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not uncomfortable at the apartment. No, I ain't doing that.
You are, because you're not happy, so you're gonna say fuck it. I'm gonna go 50-50.
Oh,
I mean,
my bad. And that aspect, okay, I see what you're saying. I'm in an apartment. I'm doing the 50-50, but I'm not happy. Whatever. Yes, raising your child, daughter, whatever, X, Y, and Z, in that environment is no bueno.
But shit, at least they gonna get the love from both parents.
For sure. But that's like co-parenting.
They gonna get that love from both parents.
They gonna get that love. That's
like co-parenting and under one roof.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not really too good.
That's not too good.
That's not the energy to provide to your child. You feel what I'm saying?
But they gonna get that love, though, bro. No matter what.
Listen, baby, listen.
Daddy.
This is for a season. Not for the long run. Just for the season. We gonna do this and do that. When it's time to get out, it's time to get out.
Facts.
You think I'm saying?
Especially when we figure out the reason of this season.
Ooh.
But sometimes that reason could be bad, it could be good, but we in it.
Facts.
Yeah.
But you gotta realize you better take whatever that come with it.
How you know when to leave though? How you know when to get out? Cause once that season, going to the next season, nah, we ain't doing that, player.
Bro, at the end of the day, we all know when you unhappy, it's time to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because at that time, what you rather take? You rather get out of that shit now, or wait till I beat your ass and it becomes violent?
Exactly.
And then, you know, the shit go different.
Yeah, it goes. Yeah.
But are you that homeboy to tell? Like, if your homeboy's in that situation, are you that friend to say, "Yo, leave her, bro"? Or are you gonna say, "Try to work through it"?
You know what? Now I tell my dogs like, "Leave." I'll say leave.
Leave.
But then again, a lot of niggas don't want to hear that.
Nah, niggas don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Man, what type of homeboy? Nah, bro.
Yeah, you is.
I'm trying to save you right now.
But that's the thing though. When you give
especially niggas.
Yeah. When you like tell me the whole thing, the whole situation, like she do this, she do that, X, Y, and Z, and I'm like, yo, why you still there? Why you trying to deal with that? But a lot of niggas don't want to hear that.
No.
Because they want to go home. They still, because I ain't gonna lie, she cook, she clean.
Yeah,
they still want that.
She sucked that shit off the bone, nigga. She sucked that shit off the bone. Nigga.
You can find somebody else to do that eventually.
But I remember you told me, because I was talking to Sass about this shit. I remember you told me like you like that one chick that you had that sucked like an oxtail.
So that bitch like an oxtail.
Like an oxtail, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit crazy.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm be real with you. It's easier to find good pussy than good head.
Ooh.
Pause.
It's true.
That's amazing.
It's easier to find good pussy than good. Because good head takes skills. Good pussy is just you just
a lot that, of that, yes. That's a good one though. But really? Did you ever tell a female that?
You know I did it.
Ask that question.
Bitch, you biting my shit. Bitch, you use your teeth.
Hey, ask that
though,
question.
Real quick though, because I just want to know. Like, I'm gonna put this in a contract, football, basketball, like preference.
Go ahead.
All right. Did you ever tell a female that? Why she giving you heads or yeah, talked about heads or whatever, that you be like, yo, I never nutted off a head. Did you tell her off of like a lie?
You say that dumb shit to try to make a challenge.
Just to see if this bitch gonna perform.
Yeah, just to create a challenge for a bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
Real shit. And some women do that shit though.
What's that? What you mean?
Oh yeah, I guarantee.
They gonna comply to the challenge.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Of course.
I can make you come.
Let me see. You're right. Don't know
Yeah. Hey, they gonna, dog. Your shit gonna hurt by the time that's they what finish. Cause like
20 minutes later, my mouth hurt. My jaw hurt. They locked. Yeah. But well, unlock them shits, bitch. Unlock that shit.
Because at the end of the day, you just set a standard for these motherfucking bros.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they gon' Yeah, they gonna try to exceed.
Hey, bitch, funny niggas love that challenge for real.
Yo, that is a big challenge. Listen, homie.
Bitch, but never made me nut. See,
motherfuckers love that shit until they start biting your shit and your shit hurt.
Nah, that's why you can't.
Okay, time out. Yeah. You won.
But see, but I already know though because I know you mess with a lot of good braces and shit. But you gotta chill out. So listen though. But hold on, listen, man. This is episode 5. If you're gonna say Lit Talk Podcast,
this is a quick one too, bro.
It's real quick though. Real quick.
Lit Talk Podcast in 5.
Yeah, Lit Talk Podcast in 5. Shout out to y'all. Hey, subscribe to the YouTube. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram. We on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. And Spotify, you think I'm saying?
Oh, you forgot TikTok.
Yeah, I just said TikTok.
Oh, my bad. That's the Humano.
But now it's not the Humano. That's the lacrosse you're wearing, though. But listen, man, bro. We ain't gonna get into that, though. You think I'm saying? But again, we appreciate the love and support from everybody.
Hey, leave comments under the videos, yes, man.
Leave comments.
Anything, man. If you gonna talk shit, talk your shit.
Talk your shit.
If you gonna hate,
y'all niggas that's at the crib right now watching this shit. Y'all niggas that's if you at work, you watching. Whatever it is.
Or comment, you got the company like, car looking at it in the company car.
No, it's they watching you in the company car. Be careful.
They watching everybody.
Lit Talk Podcast, man. We out this bitch, man. Let's go.
We gone.